بدي اعمل انتخابات في القدس مثل ما بعمل في الضفه في رام الله بدي اعمل في
In a televised speech during a leadership meeting in the West Bank city of Ramallah held last Thursday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that the PA had failed to secure Israeli agreement to hold Palestinian parliamentary elections in the Palestinian part of Jerusalem. In spite of relentless contacts with concerned international parties, including the US, European, and Arab countries. According to a decree issued by Abbas, the elections are postponed until Israel allows them to be held in East Jerusalem, which Palestinians consider as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Nearly all Palestinian parties, excluding the Fatah Party of Abbas, have rejected the president's decision. Isam Hamad is an independent Gaza-based election candidate.
Unfortunately, not holding the elections will deepen this problem, and I think the reaction of the people will not be easy to stand, and I think we in the very near future shall see some sort of riots in both places. People are no longer able to wait longer than the 15 years that they have suffered from the division and from the economic situation, especially in Gaza Strip. So I hope that something will come up soon with a new date for the election in order to calm the situation from going further. But let's wait and see.
Hamad is not alone. Many others have also rejected the postponement, including the rival Islamist Hamas party. Dr. Bassem Naim is head of Hamas's Council for International Relations. Naim suggests that Abbas's decision will help Israel delegitimize Palestinians in East Jerusalem, mainly by means of more illegal settlement construction.
The postponement will also deprive the whole Palestinian people of reforming their political spectrum and other various institutions, this following 15 years of division.
Political commentators in Gaza, including Dr. Mahmoud Al-Ajrami, find no justification for Abbas's decision and say that Abbas might fear for his party's failure due to existence of more than one bloc within Fatah.
Currently, there are many candidates within the Fatah party itself, including the exiled leader Mohammed Dahlan and the Freedom Bloc of both Fatah's executive members, the imprisoned charismatic leader Marwan al-Barghouti and Nasser al-Kidwa. It's widely believed that al-Barghouti will be a strong candidate for the presidency following the parliamentary elections, and Abbas fears al-Barghouti. I believe that Abbas's own bloc will be reduced to fourth or fifth place once the elections are held.
Since Abbas announced the elections, no fewer than 36 parliamentary groups have declared their intention to run. In the Gaza Strip, the majority of Palestinians have expressed disappointment because the elections offered hope for change and economic reform following 15 years of Israeli siege and political split between Hamas and Fatah. Iyas al-Agha is a 43-year-old Gaza resident and maker of herbal cleaners.
We have suffered 15 years of siege, repression and corruption, and with the announcement of elections, a hope has been revived. Yet, we have been hit by frustration when the postponement was declared. لكن مع
التأجيل الانتخابات أصبنا بالإحباط. Tamadur Tambura is a university graduate and has remained jobless for the past couple of years.
أنا في شخصيا لمست عدم وجود نية.
Personally, I hoped elections wouldn't be held. We've already suffered from political division.
كون العملية الانتخابية في فلسطين في ظل الانقسام الفلسطيني.
During his televised speech, Abbas also called for the formation of a national consensus government. Dr. Hossam Al-Dajani is a political analyst in Gaza. He believes that the elections have been cancelled, not simply postponed.
Making the elections hostage to the will of the Israeli occupation because of the international community's failure to pressure Israel would perpetuate the status quo. This also would hijack the Palestinian people's right to choose their own leaders.
In 2018, former U.S. President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem, including its eastern and western parts, as the unified capital of Israel. Prior to this recognition, mainly in 2006, Palestinians, with the help of Washington, the United Nations, and the European Union, held their legislative elections in Eastern Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza. Since then, a political split between the Fatah Party of Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas Party in Gaza has widened. Along with the internal Palestinian division, Gaza has remained under an Israeli blockade with Hamas in control of the coastal territory. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.